The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. In the wake of the recent mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has been vocal about things like red flag laws, which would allow guns to be taken from people deemed at risk of committing violence. He also has taken a stance on urging legislation on hate crimes in the state. As of now, Arkansas is one of four states that does not allow an increased penalty for anyone who violently attacks individuals simply because of their race or religious beliefs. During a radio address last Friday, Governor Hutchinson announced his plans to change that.
Today, I'm asking the General Assembly to pass legislation that will allow an enhanced penalty for a hate crime. I do not want Arkansas to be one of those states that does not increase the punishment for a person who is convicted of harming someone under these circumstances. I want Arkansas to say loudly and clearly that we are not going to tolerate violence inflicted on a person because of that person's status.
Currently, the only Arkansas law that enhances punishment is Act 332, which increases the penalty for someone who is convicted of targeting a law enforcement officer. The rate of women in Texas who will have a severe medical complication while giving birth varies when it comes to race and geography. That's according to a new study from the University of Texas Health Science Center at Tyler. The study looks at hospital claim data as it relates to severe maternal morbidity, complications that could almost kill a woman who is giving birth, including heart attacks, eclampsia, and blood clots. Researchers found black women were roughly twice as likely to experience severe maternal morbidity in Texas than white women. They also found that among counties that had at least 100 deliveries, more than one-third of the counties had a severe maternal morbidity rate that was greater than the state's rate. Divya Patel is one of the contributors to the study. She says identifying where the problem is the first step.
The next steps are to understand why are some areas of the state doing better consistently and why are some areas of the state doing worse consistently. And I think, you know, we can learn a lot from those areas that are doing well, and that's really where the value of the data are in terms of, you know, using that information and sharing with other places to say, you know, how can we improve the quality of care that women are receiving?
The metropolitan areas with the consistently highest rates of severe maternal morbidity were Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. The areas with the consistently lowest rates were around Austin, El Paso, and Amarillo. The National Weather Service has issued a heat warning to be in effect from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday evening. Temperatures are expected to be in the triple digits today, and high humidity values will push the heat index value as high as 110 degrees. You're urged to take precautions to avoid heat-related illness. Drink plenty of water. Avoid outdoor activities during midday and afternoon when temperatures are at their hottest. Check on elderly relatives, friends, neighbors. Be sure pets have plenty of water, shade, and are in a cool place also. And don't leave kids, dogs, anyone in a parked car for any length of time. You're listening to Red River Radio.